Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. According to the 2008 Census Bureau figures, 20 million people ages 18 to 34 live at home with their parents. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. 20 million people, that represents about a third of that age group, 18 to 34. There are valid reasons for returning home. I just suggest that parents and the adult children agree that such a move requires what I call cooperative economics, meaning everyone understanding that each person must sacrifice some individual financial rights for the good of the family. Cooperative economics means the returning adult child agrees that utilities have peak hours and low hours and use them accordingly. It means that it's more economical for everyone to eat the same meal rather than creating multiple meals. It means a friends and family plan for the phone, and that means no one can go over the allotted minutes. If the parents are covering car insurance, the adult child must respect the rules of the road. Gatherings at home with friends, the adult child should know, should be limited in frequency and scope, and they should definitely know that dating should be done outside the home, as should overnight encounters. Many psychologists say this trend to return home must be a carefully orchestrated and discussed move. Otherwise, there's the potential that the returning home helps the adult child save money and prepare to relaunch on their own, but there's the potential that going home again will leave them unable to become financially self-sufficient and also torpedo their parents' retirement plans. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.